This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity Mark here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, what a crazy, crazy day, right? Getting crazier by the minute. I'm sorry about that. But I mean, no, seriously, when you see what's going on around us, the lunatics, definitely, the lunatics are running the asylum. There's no question about it at this point, at least not in my mind. Maybe in yours. I mean, I look around and see what's going on around us. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Give me your email address, right? Hit up the website. Give me your email address. Love to send you something once a week. I don't inundate people with this stuff because I hate it when they do it to me. I keep telling you, and I think some of you don't believe me, but it's true. I don't want you making me nuts with all this crazy stuff, you know? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are involved and engaged. You know, Rick Green's going to join me a little bit after the break. And we're going to talk a little bit about the continuation of... You know, it's funny, the Democrats, when Donald Trump doesn't do exactly what he wants him to do, well, or what they want him to do, it's a constitutional crisis. You ever notice that? When they flat out break the law, when they flat out allow people to be above the law, it's not a constitutional crisis. It's people just exercising their freedom of speech, apparently. When it comes to burning down buildings, pushing over 82-year-old, or I think she was 90, 92, again, freedom of speech. What happens when somebody protects that woman? Will that also be freedom of speech? Now, later on in the show, I'm going to play clips from prominent black people. And here's the reason why. It's almost like any black person who speaks out on the left for the liberal and militant viewpoint of BLM, they're right on. They're 100% with it. They have a clue. They know what's going on. But anybody on the right, black person, on the right, that speaks against BLM or questions them, they're racist. Are we that afraid now? Is that what happened? I responded to somebody yesterday. And I responded simply with fact. Real numbers. Somebody who wrote a piece, who I know, talking about BLM and what was going on with them. And I put the real numbers out there, and I said, let me ask you a question. Does BLM really care about Black Lives Matter or Black Lives period when they don't show up in Chicago? Right? Where was the funeral procession for the black cops killed during the riots? Not the protests, the riots. There weren't any. And when I put the numbers out there, because, you know, Sheila Jackson Lee says that black men... cops get dressed, black men are hunted down, and killed. That's hate speech. That's going to start a problem. I mean, I could do this all day long, and all it's going to do is cause more and more and more trouble. Why? Because the conservative people, they don't always get up and fight the battle alongside you. You guys, you got to support the people around you. You cannot let them win. I'm just going to keep saying, this is my mantra. You cannot let them win. And when I say them, I'm not talking about patriots. I'm not talking about people that are really, really looking for, you know, equity, equality, you know, the rule of law. No, that's different. You get behind them. You support them. You help them. The shooting in Atlanta. I don't know much about it. And I'm not pretend I do. But here's what I do know. With no grand jury, no real investigation, they've already basically convicted that cop. I don't even know what color he is. I don't care. I know the video I saw. When you go to punch a cop in the face, I don't care what color you are, you go to punch a cop in the face, you push them down, you go for the gun or go for the taser or whatever. Are you not resisting arrest? And again, I'm not, see, I'm going to actually have somebody else speak to this. Now, I want you to call, when I have these people on, I want you to call them racists. Right? Because every person I'm, later on the show, every one of them making comments will be black. I guess that'll be a different story, right? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting you today. Look, Roger Stone in the second hour. An interview with him earlier today, letting us know what he's got going on. Rick Green joins us after the break. Talk about the constitutional crisis and why these what happened with SCOTUS? And how do we elect these Democrats that have no clue? Absolutely no clue as to what their authority is and what the laws are. So one more time, I may have time to do it. I may have time to do it here. One more time, though. 375 million interactions by police last year. All right? That means pull you over for speeding, say, hi, how you doing? Where did you get that, those 12 Rolexes you have on your arm? Whatever the interaction was. 10 million resulted in arrests. A little over 1,000 shots fired. 42 were fired on unarmed people, unarmed crooks, whatever you want to call them. 19 white were killed, 9 black. 5 cops were charged in those black deaths and were convicted. 4 were not charged. And 7,000 black men a year are shot, and almost always from other black men. Same thing in the white world. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think we should have a support your local legislator day or elected official day, because I got to tell you something. More and more and more, when I see these people coming out, Sheila Jackson Lee, God bless her. I mean that sincerely. God bless her. This woman, I wouldn't have a job without people like her. When she comes out and says things like, you know, police officers get dressed in the morning to go out and hunt down young black men. How does that help us? It doesn't. You know, and how did we ever, and I've got to ask somebody who has a clue here in a minute, but how did we ever elect so many constitutionally ignorant officials in this country? You look at what's going on across this country, and these mayors, these governors, They're not taking their proper authority and keeping peace in their cities. I think we should bring in the army, but what do I know? I'd be breaking the Constitution every 5 minutes. Rick Green joins me as he does pretty much every other week now. I appreciate his time with me for our constitutional crisis moment. Rick, thanks for being with me.
Joe, I will take any opportunity to talk with one of the few sane people left on the planet any chance I get, so glad to be with you.
I think there's eight of us now.
I shouldn't even say that, though, because there's still a ton of people out there that are going, what is going on? This cannot be happening in my lifetime.
They're afraid. Rick, the problem is that they're so afraid. You know, a mutual friend of ours, Brad Stein, does a piece about how, where are the warriors? Where are the warriors? Where have they gone? And you look around us, and we're not talking about, you know, grabbing, you know, guns and burning down buildings and beating up people. That's not what we're talking about when we say warriors. Where are people standing up for the Constitution? You know what? They're afraid. They get browbeat verbally. They go hide in the corner. Thank God our founding fathers weren't like that, were they?
I mean, just having enough courage to stand up and ask a question right now is where we are. I mean, if you question the leftist propaganda narrative right now, you are immediately a racist and canceled. Not even if you make a statement. If you just say, how did you come to that conclusion? Or if you say, where did you get that information? Or are you sure that's accurate? Then you are immediately a Black Lives Matters denier, and your life can be ruined. You can lose your job. You can be fired. You can be, I mean, it's unbelievable how quickly those things are happening. You just wear a T-shirt of a news station, and you can suddenly have to do a mea culpa on national television and beg for forgiveness. This is political correctness, 50 years of that being crammed down our throats, and the Orwellian society exactly where they want it. So what you just mentioned is what we need, is people willing to stand, willing to say, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be belligerent about it, but I'm not going to be a fool. I'm not going to just fall for all of these lies. I'm going to, you know, require evidence, truth, God forbid that we actually have some due process, that we actually do investigations.
Oh, don't swear on the show.
Happens.
We have a local previous mayor, but he's still on the city council. He actually quoted pretty much Teddy Roosevelt, and he said, look, if loving the flag, loving this country, loving the English language, if you would, makes me a racist, then I'm a proud racist. Now, he didn't say that recently in the last week or two, but he said that a while back. And the left went out of their minds. Look, he's admitting to be a proud racist. No, that's not what he said. All right?
Yeah,
take it out of context. Probably, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, probably not the smartest terminology to use, right? But, that's the thing, though. Think about it. That's exactly what they've managed to do. They've created the perception that if you wave the flag, if you actually say you're proud of America in any way, shape, or form, then that means you are proud of whatever the worst parts of American history are, which means you can't be proud of anything or anyone ever. Because there is no perfect person. Everyone listening right now, if your worst sin was put on, the front page of the newspaper tomorrow, you'd be mortified. Yep. And you wouldn't want people to define you by that worst thing that you ever did. I don't usually brag on the Brits at all, but there was a guy, I just watched it on Twitter last night, a guy standing out in front of the Churchill Monument.
Oh, yeah.
And did like a 2-minute rant, and it was so good, and he was basically saying, that statue is not there because of the rudeness of Churchill or because of the things he did that weren't good. That statue is there because more than any other human being on the planet, he was the one guy that stood up to Adolf Hitler, the actual racist, the true racist, and defeated him, and that literally saved our country. That's what the statue is for. And that's what we need to start doing when it comes to American monuments and American history, and saying, this is nuts. I am proud to be an American. I am proud of that American flag. That American flag represents the greatest nation in the history of the world, a force for good, freed the world, the entire planet, from Nazism, from communism, from despotism. That flag represents what is best about America. And don't tell me when you're kneeling that it's not about the flag. If it's not, then don't kneel during the national anthem. It's exactly about the flag. That's they are literally trying to rewrite American history, and they have managed to make middle America embarrassed for America, when in fact we should be proud of America. Not, that doesn't mean you're proud of every sinner, every racist, every killer, murder. I mean, the crime. There are always bad things in history because we're human. But taken as a whole compared to every other nation on the planet, name me another country anywhere on this planet today where blacks have done better, where Hispanics have done better, where any race of people has done better. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. It has always been so, and we have constantly become a more perfect union. This is no time to tear down that union. We're watching Western civilization be destroyed because of these leftists, and we have to speak truth. Truth matters. Facts matters. Evidence matters.
Yeah, we you're right. We do have to speak up. We're so nasty. We're such a terrible country, so oppressive that we have people coming in here on rafts that can barely hold them up because they want to get to this country. That's how terrible and nasty we are. You do a piece of one of on one of your DVDs where you talk about after we unleashed the bombs on Japan. You know, think about it. We had the most powerful weapon on the planet. We could have been the Hitler of the planet.
That's right.
We could have been the supreme being, the supreme country. And what did we do? We didn't, and we went back in, and we threatened no one, and we rebuilt Japan. That sounds like a terribly oppressive country, doesn't it?
Yeah, think about it. I mean, if we were truly an oppressive nation, if that was in our quote-unquote DNA, and we were all about wanting to conquer, and just we could have controlled the whole planet. We were the only ones with the bombs. The world had seen what had happened, and by the way, if anybody thinks we were bad for dropping the bombs, you need to go to PragerU and watch a five-minute video on Truman's decision about having to drop the bombs, and if you know what happened prior to dropping the bombs, and then you'll know that we would have lost 2 million more Americans and other allies and 20 million more Japanese if we had had to do an invasion on the ground. So dropping the bombs actually saved millions of lives, ended the war, and then, like you said, we took our money and we went and rebuilt the nations that had attacked us. Now, and then, you know, gave them their nations back. We didn't say, now you're going to serve us. We didn't make them slaves or servants or anything.
Yeah, we own you.
That speaks to the American spirit right there. And I just wish people would know our history and take the whole picture.
All right, so I'm going to beat your brains off in the next two segments after this. I want to talk about what's going on in Seattle. When do we take that place back, no matter what it takes? And what the heck happened to SCOTUS? I thought they were on our side. We'll be back in a little bit. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The district attorney in Atlanta has announced murder charges against a former police officer accused of killing a black man at a fast food drive-thru last Friday. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard Jr. said they interviewed witnesses and reviewed multiple videos. They found that Officer Garrett Rolfe shot Rayshard Brooks in the back while he was running away. Howard said, "That's not allowed unless you believe that person is trying to harm you." Rolfe is now charged with 11 counts, including murder.
And the possible sentences for a felony murder conviction would be life without parole, or the death penalty.
The other officer involved, Devin Brosnan, is also facing charges. The DA said Brosnan is actually cooperating with them. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. If you head up to the website, there's two things you can do for me. One, either sign up for the email blast, okay? Sign up to, there's a place there. I send it out once a week. I don't inundate you on a daily basis. Let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing. But if you hate email almost as much as I do, then you get a text alert. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I do appreciate your time. Rick Green joins me as he's going to be doing a lot more on the show here, because we need to know more about the Constitution. We need to know more about what our rights are and how we can help young people love and understand this country so much more. And he's going to tell us all about Patriot Academy before we get back into it. Right, Rick?
Hey, man, you bet. Absolutely. We got to talk about the problems, but the solutions as well.
That's right. Tell me about Patriot Academy. How do we get our kids there? How do we get...
Oh, you want me to do that now?
I actually want you to, because if we wait too long, the commercial will show up and we'll be gone. So
I missed the softball, man. You tossed me this great softball, and I just whiffed at it. I mean, that was terrible. Anyway, PatriotAcademy.com is the website. Young people 16 to 25. They come to a state capitol with us, and we literally let them live the life of a legislator for a week while teaching them a good, solid, constitutional jurisdiction view of government. We teach them the biblical foundations of America. We give them what really works, what doesn't work. In other words, we learn from a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective and equip them to be leaders in every area of the culture, not just politics. They go into business. They go into journalism. They go into the media. It's basically the Navy SEALs of thought. So we're taking young people and getting them to think, and we're getting them to be able to discern as they, get the onslaught of the leftist lies, and then be effective. We teach them speaking skills, all kinds of things that help them be successful in whatever arena they're going into. So that's our flagship program. Then we do a similar program for military veterans where they come in and serve in the Texas Senate for a week and then hopefully go home and run for office very quickly after that. But it's a great way for them to experience what they were willing to fight and die for, what a constitutional republic really is at its heart in that process. And then, of course, our Constitution Coach program. We have about 1,000 Constitution coaches around the country teaching the things that we need to know. Civic ignorance is what got us into all of these problems, from COVID crackdowns to the chaos of our cities burning right now. And we solve that by getting some good civic literacy.
Yeah, you know, I keep telling people to get involved in your local areas. Here in my area, my congressional district, for the first time in 20 years, a Republican took a seat that was prior held by a Democrat, which was Katie Hill. And his name is Mike Garcia. He's a fighter pilot, or he was a fighter pilot. So he was in the military, and you and I have talked about this before. We need more good military men, you know, moving towards Congress, moving towards the Senate. We need people who really seen and know what's going on worldwide. And I'll tell you what. He is acting like a fighter pilot the very short period that he's already been there. And I met with him last week. He said, it is beyond the corruption I thought was there. So, you know, and this is coming from a fighter pilot. So, you know, it's bad when he's talking about it like that.
We need more like that. No doubt about it. You're right. I mean, there's something about it. They've led in the field. If they've led in that kind of an arena, they're so much better prepared for what's happening in politics right now and tend to have a better moral clarity and all the things that are desperately needed.
Okay, SCOTUS. God, when we lost Scalia, did we lose the legal giant? But, you know, you look at what's going on there, and some of the rulings, the opinions, you know, I've been taught by you and a few others, it's opinions that they render. And Congress needs to grow a spine and go back and take these laws back up and fix them and make them right. But, you know, the recent ruling on the LGBTQ community, now, again, I don't want anybody to be discriminated against. I don't want anybody to be hated on. But the problem with that ruling in particular is it opens it up to the point where now churches may be stuck with not being able to fire these people. Like if a church opens up a school, that kind of thing. There's a lot of gray areas in there that can bring some problems in and around the Christian community. Agreed?
Yeah, agreed. And even this particular case is a real problem. And before I even get to the fact situation, just the legal and constitutional way this was handled, even three of the Supreme Court justices said this was totally out of bounds for the Supreme Court. They literally took out their pen and wrote legislation. I mean, I don't know if anybody listening ever watched Schoolhouse Rocks when you were growing up, but when I was growing up, how a bill becomes a law was not over at the Supreme Court. How a bill becomes a law was over at the Congress, and then it went to the president, and even had a cute little song to go with it. So, you know, that has been lost, man. I mean, this was, Alito really chastised the other judges on this and said this is beyond the pale. This is, you know, we've often used that phrase, legislating from the bench. I mean, this was genuinely legislating. They literally took a law, a statute, that had a list of categories that the Civil Rights Act covered, and they literally took the list and just added to it, just basically added a comma and said, let's add another category here. And here's the real problem with that. It's not just that they made this up on the fly. This was not an unknown issue. Congress has debated this issue for decades and talked about whether or not to add that to the Civil Rights Act, and refused to do so. It's never passed Congress to do so. So, I mean, this is separation of powers. This is all about the court, these unelected, unaccountable judges saying, well, Congress isn't, Congress literally has spoken and said we don't want that, and yet the court does it anyway. It's shameful. They should be embarrassed. It's bad, bad law because of the way they did it, regardless of the facts, right? I mean, we can disagree on whether or not sexual orientation, sexual preference should be added to the Civil Rights Act. My personal opinion, and I think constitutional perspective, is government should have nothing to do with who gets hired and fired. If you own a business, that is your decision. If you are an employee, you should be able to quit a business anytime you want. The government shouldn't be able to make you work there. And if you are an employer, you should be able to choose who works for you. The government should never be able to make you keep an employee or employ someone. And now you're talking about not even being able to fire someone when it's disturbing the workplace, when it's interfering with the workplace. I mean, think about it. If you were going in for your father's funeral, and the person that comes out to sit there with your family and explain how this is going to work is obviously a transgender guy, a guy dressed up like a female, the body type, you know, the atoms. I mean, it's obvious.
Right.
And here you are, and your family has to try to process that and deal with that And no matter what people, that is not normal. That is called gender dysphoria. It is, you know, for families in the middle of grieving to deal with this rare situation that is something that they don't, whether they agree with it or not, it's just strange because it's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
For them to have to deal with that in that moment, as a funeral home director, you should be able to say, you know what, that's not good for business. I don't think that's right to put these families in that situation. And that's what, you know, this case was really about. There was three different cases, but that was the main one,
right?
That we were saying, hey, this is government interfering in this way is terrible. It's not free enterprise, and it's outside the boundaries of what we gave government the authority to do. But I'm more upset. I'm upset about both the issue itself, but also just if you do that, you're empowering the court all the more. And I frankly think we're never going to change this unless we have a convention of states. That is the only way to put the court back in its box. You've got to redraw the lines and tell the court no.
You've got guts, man. You've got so much guts. You know, I look around at what's going on today. You know, and you've got a group of what do you want to call them? Treasoners? I don't even know. They're not rebels for sure. That have taken over an 8-block area in Seattle. And we're not really doing anything about it. And not only that, I don't know if you heard today, but the mayor is actually negotiating with them to get a couple of the blocks back. Why are we negotiating somebody to give us back something that already belongs to us? I don't understand.
It's an embarrassment,
this.
Man. And people have to remember where virtually, maybe all, I would say 99% of the chaos of the last 3 weeks, it is in Democrat-held areas.
Yep.
And not just recently Democrat-held. I'm talking like 100 years, 125 years. There hasn't been a Republican mayor in most of these cities where the real problems are for over a century. So the Democrats have had their way. The leftists have controlled these cities for decades and even a century or more, and we're seeing what they produced. So people need to remember that when they go to the polling places this November. But, yeah, I mean, what an embarrassment that this mayor called this a block party and basically, you know, stood down. The chief of police, as I understand it from the few things I've read that she said, you know, she did not want to hand this over. She was willing to go back in and take it. But what does that, you know, what does that do to the rest of the country? What does that say?
Yeah. A black female chief of police.
Yeah.
So it's not like it was a white guy that was going, yeah, we got to go in there and rip that place apart. No. This was somebody who believed in the law and wanted to enforce the law. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's going to be very similar, I'm afraid, Joe, to what it's going to be like. And you remember, I was on with you pretty soon. It was a few days after the Minneapolis thing. And we said,
yep,
that mayor, by giving up that territory, allowing that station to burn, he is allowing for the rest of the country to burn because people will think it's okay. Same thing's going to happen after Chaz.
Yep. And more places. Joe Bacino, your host. Don't go far. Rick Reed will be with us after the break. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Please answer the question.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. That's right. It's Dago night here at The Real Side. See, I can say stuff like that. Because a lot of you who write me when I talk about women's issues or black issues, you're not black, you can't say that, you're not a woman, you can't. Well, I am a Dago. How's that? Okay? So I can speak any way I want to that thing. And you're taking down the statue of my man, Christopher Columbus, who, you know, I love you people who say, you know, because of him, millions of Native Americans were killed. I think you need to do your homework. I think you really need to do some of your own research. You're going to find out how untrue that actually is. And you're going to find out how savage, again, we're back to this that people hate to talk about, how savage Native Americans were to Native Americans. All right? Again, it happens in a lot of societies, so I'm not calling them out in particular, but think about it. Do some homework. Get educated. Stop being Twitter ignorant, if you would. Anyway, let me bring somebody on who's definitely not Twitter ignorant. Rick Green joins me, as he does from time to time, more often than not, I hope, now, and always appreciate the time that you spend with me, Rick, and how you inform us. That's what we need. We need to be educated. We need to be informed.
Absolutely, man. That is the solution. Civic ignorance got us in this mess. Civic literacy can get us out of it, but we've got to be willing to do our homework, just like you said, and become, you know, champions for truth. I mean, literally seek truth and then not be afraid to stand up for truth, because it matters. In fact, without we hold these truths to be self-evident, you don't get to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So let's get back to speaking truth.
Now, listen, Thomas came out this week, another SCOTUS. We've been talking about the SCOTUS issues. They didn't take out any gun rights. No gun right issues. Now, I have my thoughts on that, but he came out and is very upset about it because, you know, they haven't done anything with this in over a decade, and there are too many loose ends that need to be tightened up right now. And I think they didn't, personal opinion, I think they didn't take it on because it's a political year, and that's what they're worried about. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you know, there were, I think, like 8 different cases that, yep, that they could have taken. I forget the exact number, but I mean, it was a bunch. It wasn't just 1 or 2. And we were hopeful that, that some of those would be taken up. Some were considered moot because, like in New York, they changed the legislation and some other things. But real opportunities were there to clarify the Second Amendment and solidify it. So, yeah, I think it was Thomas and Kavanaugh both said, you know, that this should have happened. We really missed doing our duty here. So that's unfortunate, you know, but at least the last couple of decisions that they did decide were pretty good decisions. So, I was disappointed. I really, really want to see a case get to the Supreme Court on national reciprocity that actually says your Second Amendment rights don't end at the state border, that's something that's guaranteed by the Constitution, and therefore you have it everywhere you travel in the country. And I think Kavanaugh and Thomas and Alito and Gorsuch would all be for that. I don't know about Roberts. That would be the unknown.
Roberts, I don't know what's happened to him. I don't know if somebody's spiking his Kool-Aid or what the deal is with him, or he kind of feels like he has to move left to give the board a little bit more SCOTUS a little bit more balance. But he has been a disappointment to me. He has been a disappointment.
Yeah. Oh, huge disappointment, man. Yeah. I mean, in fact, he's kind of my poster child for term limits for federal judges and you know, a defined period of time where they would be appointed not for the Constitution actually says for good behavior. People think they're appointed for life because we tend to let them be appointed for life. If they have a pulse, we leave them on the bench, and we shouldn't. And you know, I think 10 years is plenty of time for somebody to serve on the highest court in the land. And you know, he frankly should be gone. I mean, he's been there, and granted, that means my favorite justice of all, Justice Thomas, would be gone as well. And I'm fine with that. It cuts both ways. But if you put these folks on the bench for 10 years or 12 years, whatever term you want to set, you know, you'd have that rotation, and they wouldn't become like gods. I mean, they literally start to act like that.
They're not. To your point, though, people don't understand something. The appointment isn't for life. They can be removed and what have you. They're not untouchable, if you would.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, and if Congress would do their job and remove judges more often when they get outside the boundaries of their authority in the Constitution, it is absolutely constitutional for the Congress to remove them, and they should. You know, now granted, our Congress is so divided right now that it'd be doubtful you'd get the votes to do it.
We don't, Rick. We don't have Americans anymore. We don't have U.S. citizens serving in the House anymore. We have Republicans or Democrats, and some that are confused somewhere in the middle. You know, listen to them speak. Listen to what they're talking about. They're not talking about American values, American principles. They're talking about principles of the Democrat Party, which is what makes America, or Republican Party, which was, they got it backwards. It makes me crazy. Go ahead.
No. I mean, I was just going to say, look, the principles that actually unite America, if we would talk about those more instead of these nebulous terms, if we would define, for instance, what justice means, what blind justice actually is, if we would talk about due process being absolutely necessary to get justice, like you've got to actually have a trial, you got to have an investigation, you got to have a trial, you got to have a jury of peers, you got to go through that process. You know, and then if you had an actual systemic situation where justice was never being served, and it was like over and over, I mean, I'm looking for that list of where over and over and over again justice hasn't been served. No, it's when there's been when there's an incident and the facts are not brought out and all you get is the headline that another minority was killed by a police officer. Nobody talks about, oh, the police officer happened to be a minority as well. Or, oh, the one that got killed had a gun and was pointed at the police. Nobody talks about those facts. And I realize there are rare exceptions, as you and I were talking off-air about, like less than a dozen unarmed blacks killed by police last year, about that same amount of whites killed by police last year, unarmed, right? I mean, like, if somebody's armed and pointing a gun at a police, is there anybody that would call in right now and say, if someone is armed and pointing that gun at a police officer, the police officer should not shoot? I mean, I would hope not. I mean, if we're to that point, which we may be, I mean, for Atlanta to fire this guy without an investigation, without a trial, when it's on video, this guy overpowered two police officers and then took one of their weapons and fired it at one of them, and you can't shoot the guy then? Every cop I've talked to since that happened has said, that is a justified shooting if I've ever seen one. And those are black cops that I've been talking to. So, yeah, I mean, I would think every cop in the nation should be concerned right now about whether or not they're going to be allowed to do their job. And we as citizens should be concerned that that means they are not going to be able to protect us from the criminals that you know, actually should be getting shot by the cops. If you point a gun at a cop, you should be getting shot by a cop. And in the rare, rare scenario where someone is unjustified, then that's where we march for justice. And that's where we want a trial. We don't know if justice is going to be served in Minnesota yet or not. I mean, that's what a trial is for. We don't even know yet if the guy in Minnesota actually did that because he's a racist. He may just be an absolute jerk and would have done that to a white guy as much as well.
Right.
We don't know the answer to that yet because we haven't had the due process.
You know, they talk about,
I don't know how I got off on that, man. I'm sorry.
Well, no, listen, you're right on, because, again, it's ignorance. People are being fed. I joked about Twitter earlier. People are being fed information from Twitter and Facebook, and they're only headlines. You know, you're old enough to remember when the headline of the newspaper was what drove the story. And a lot of people would say something, and they hadn't actually read the story. Well, it's no different now, but they're being fed, you know, 30 times the amount of headlines that they used to be fed. Look, they talk about these police departments, LAPD, they were going to pull $250 million from it. I mean, seriously, this is craziness. They decided to pull $150 because there's so much of a backlash. But I want you to think about something. Officer-involved shootings and complaints of excessive force are at a 30-year low, all right?
Yep.
The department has over 10,000 officers. You ready for this? 70% of them are people of color. All right, 40 years ago probably wasn't like that. It was probably 98% were white. So you got 70% people of color, 50% of those are Hispanic. And when you look at the diversity of the department, it makes up the diversity of the city. What's the argument? What's the complaint? I'll tell you what it is. Yes, you got me going now. Right? I'll tell you what it is. Same thing went on in New York. They no longer have no bail anymore, right? So why would a cop arrest anybody? He's going to go to jail, and they're going to get out in a heartbeat, and they can do the same thing all over again. Before we run out of time, same thing in Washington. Why are we allowing these, invaders, if you would, to take over U.S. territory? What can the president really do about this?
Well, first of all, thank you, because you're the first guy. I've been wondering about the numbers on how many of our police officers are minority police officers. We're getting all this propaganda that our police are racist, when in fact, like you just said, 70% of that particular police force are the minorities themselves. So the narrative is just ignoring the facts completely. But yeah, Washington, I mean, it's nuts. It should have been handled by the local, both police and the governor should be calling in the National Guard. I mean, it's ridiculous that Trump would have to deal with this, but he has every constitutional right to do so. I think 2 weeks ago we talked a little bit about the Insurrection Act. I ended up making a video after that. If people want to see that, it's at constitutioncoach.com. It gives the history of the Insurrection Act. I mean, this was put in place by the founding fathers that gave us the Constitution. In fact, half the Senate at that time were signers of the Constitution or the Declaration, and a ton in the House as well. And they gave us these specific statutes to deal with an insurrection. And it is a job of the federal government. There's two specific constitutional clauses that deal with this, and it is in one of those clauses specifically up to Congress to call on that to happen. But Congress, through the Insurrection Acts, has given that power to the president to deal with these things. And I mean to tell you, Joe, this is not new. We've had dozens of times the Insurrection Act has been used. Presidents like Kennedy and Eisenhower and Johnson used it. I mean, think about this. They used it just to escort
15 seconds.
The Little Rock Nine to be able to go to class.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
They
You're
used
exactly
it.
Right.
I mean, so to not be able to use it to shut down an actual insurrection in Washington, that's just crazy to say the president shouldn't be able to do
Hey, Rick Green, PatriotAcademy.com or RickGreen.com. Rick, New York Police Department, you ready for this one? 13% Asian, 28% Hispanic, 23% Black. Sounds like it's really not balanced to me. Anyway, Joe, we'll see you in your house. Rick, God bless. Have a great
rest
of the day.
God
we'll be back
you,
in a little bit.